Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is Wednesday. Can you believe that already? The middle of the week already, 4 January 2023. We are expecting to be joined by Wendy Wilson in a minute, and Melody's going to join us today also. So I don't know where they are. I don't know where they are. They're, you know, they're ladies. I guess they can be ladies if they want to be. But nonetheless, I'm here, and I'm waiting for Melody to join us to bring in the market reports today. I didn't bring you with me because I thought she's going to be here with us. So as soon as somebody joins us, I'll bring up Wendy, hopefully real soon, Melody also. And welcome to the Financial Survival. Again, this is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is the 3rd of January, 4th January, I'm sorry, 2023. And we have lots of news to cover today. And I was hoping to be joining us with Melody to bring in the markets. I apologize that I didn't have them ready. I didn't know I was supposed to. But nonetheless, we'll get them up to you in a little bit. If you won't bear with me, please do that. But we'll start on some news while we're waiting. And we'll get started on what's going on, because I tell you what, folks, there's a lot happening. There is so much happening. You know, there's no break at all that I can see in the idiocy of from 2022 to 2023. If anything, it's getting worse. You know, they're trying their best to elect the Speaker of the House. And it's getting really sad when they can't even find a Speaker of the House. And no, I don't like McCarthy either. So I can't blame him for not wanting him, but this is really amazing. U.S. House rejects McCarthy again despite Trump plea for unity. You know, okay, we do have Wendy here. Okay, let's go to Wendy. We'll get this up when Melody joins us. Wendy Wilson, welcome. I'm glad you're
Hello,
with us today.
Pastor Butch. Yes, Happy New Year to you.
You too. Get a little worried about you. I thought maybe you may move to Hawaii or something.
Oh, warmer climates, that sounds nice. but no, sad but true. Technology at its best today. I don't know. It wasn't ringing through, so I don't know what the issue was with the connection there.
Who knows?
I know. So you were talking about Trump.
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm just going to bring some news up, but Trump was wanting the House to put McCarthy in the Speaker, and they turned down four times now. And I don't really blame him too much, but I'm just going to say that Trump has taken a huge fall. No matter whose fault it is, he's taken a huge fall. Not many people pay attention anymore, but I'll get in that story after we get through talking to you, because I know you got a lot of news you want to share today, so I'll let you take over right now.
Well, I thought we'd talk about some of the medication shortages. They're back in the news. We've talked about this briefly before. I've mentioned, you know, a few times that the state of our medication network or stock has been, it's been plummeting slowly but surely for at least a decade. Did you know that, Pastor Butch?
Oh, yes. Yes, it has.
Okay. So normally, you know, your cold and flu over-the-counter products are usually easy to find this time of year. It's rare that they're out of stock in many, many locations. Now, we find ourselves we're getting a more of a longer list, I guess is the word to say, on the prescriptions as well as your over-the-counter aids. The CDC does keep adding to the drug list that is hard to get. Local news, they're now reporting, you know, drug stores and some of the big box stores like Walmart and so forth are running out of your cold and flu products, the over-the-counter stuff people go for. Reports are saying it's a supply chain problem. Do you think that, Pastor Butch?
It could be, but yeah. There's more to it than that, I think.
Well, I think it's more than just a supply chain problem.
I think you're right.
But, you know, whatever the reason is, that's little comfort to those that are seeking relief when they want something that they think can help them. Now, this is from the news outlet Detroit. They reported some very common over-the-counter medications are becoming hard to find. And, you know, I never heard that growing up. You know, your Sudafed, your NyQuil, all that stuff people usually rush to get was always prevalent. You could always find it. Yeah.
Yes.
So how long do you think the shortages will be going on? You want to take a guess there, Pastor Butch?
I don't look from the end anytime soon.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, in the height of this cold and flu season, it's kind of rare for stores to be out. And they're saying to customers, we're not sure when we're going to be restocked. You know, they'll say, our truck's coming Thursday, but there's no guarantee it'll be on the truck. I'm tired of hearing that. You know, if I'm looking for things like distilled water at the grocery store, I hear the same thing. So I want to ask especially, you know, with the three viral respiratory illnesses that we keep hearing are circulating around, the news keeps covering that, you would think store shelves would be bulging with the cold and flu products because of that, don't you think?
Yes, you would think so.
You would think so. Well, here's a quote from Bridget Grove. She's director of the American Pharmacists Association. She says, these viral strains are creating a demand for antibiotics and also the products to treat secondary infections, as well as some over-the-counter products to treat fever and pain in our children and adults. But these are in short supply. So are we to believe that this is the year that, you know, there's going to be a higher demand for medications and there's an underlying threat that the supply chain is to be blamed? That's what we're being told. I think there's something more going on besides a high demand in certain areas of the United States. I personally do not use a lot of antibiotics or over-the-counter cold and flu products such as Tamiflu, Robitussin, or Mucilex, or ibuprofen. I kind of use herbs instead. And I've also seen reports of some people hoarding a lot of these things. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have heard that.
Okay. Yes. Well, here's the problem. It's not just a U.S. problem. It seems to be everywhere. Canada is reporting shortages in medications. According to the University of British Columbia, a quarter of the Canadian drug market is out of stock. That's a lot.
And not only that, are they not only out of stock, they're recommending that for both children and adults, if they can find medicine, they're recommending euthanasia. And that's truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a little jump ahead. I thought they would be rationing, but okay.
I'm serious. You can check it out. That's on the net.
Well, you know, they have launched, now Canada has launched an investigation due to the deadly repercussions of this going on. And so drug companies in the United States and Canada are supposed to report drug shortages ahead of time to the FDA and other agencies, but they seldom do. They sometimes do, but lately they just like are willy-nilly about it. So the average length of a drug shortage in Canada is 5 months, and the U.S. is experiencing similar statistics. 5 months.
Wow.
You want to be out of your heart medication or your diabetic medication, 5 months? And what about substitutes? Here's the University of Chicago Medical Center. 81% of hospital pharmacy managers have experienced medication hoarding. And what normally follows a shortage? Well, when things are in short supply and there's big demand, the prices go up. And there's rationing, usually.
This is
what the JAMA International Medicine Journal said. One out of three pharmacists surveyed reported that their hospital has no valid administrative mechanism to help them respond to drug shortages. One out of three pharmacists that they talked to said, Our hospital's not equipped to deal with a shortage. And I've heard from emergency room doctors, they're typically out of cardiomeds and pain medicines. And the bad part is there's no drug substitute for a lot of those drugs that they rely on. There's nothing. They don't have a drug substitute. So if you're hoping for the government's going to do something about this, they already tried and they failed. The shortages issued... it's been a decade long and they continue to get worse. So, you know, the United States, you know, government or Congress tried to, you know, get a bill in action, but it did nothing. It did nothing about this. Here is what Yale Research Health Affairs said. It wound up in the Journal of Health Affairs. They said, despite federal legislation to stem shortages in the nation's drug supply, deficiencies remain for patients with acute and critical illnesses. So do you think this is a deliberate attempt to euthanize more people?
Well, that would be called a conspiracy theory, but I agree. I think it is. And, of course, we now know, too, that China makes 80% of our drugs. Think about that.
Right, and of course, you know, do you think the FDA is inspecting those facilities over there?
No, they wouldn't do that.
I don't think so. No, actually, a lot of people don't realize when a drug goes to the generic, it's not a name brand anymore, so the patent's expired. It's usually very small. you know, I guess manufacturing facilities all over the globe that can pick up the option to make that drug. And of course, the FDA doesn't inspect those or doesn't have the manpower to. So you're getting a lot of generic drugs from the Philippines and other places where there's no oversight as to the quality.
Wow.
You know, and your doctors, you know, they're just going to prescribe what they can get, you know.
Sure.
They're not gonna, you know, that's all we can do. We don't have any other thing to give you. Of course, they don't know anything about nutritional elements, but so really, this is a wake-up call, I feel, for a lot of people to start reflecting on, you know, what they're doing with their problems and their treatment of those problems. If you're taking, let's say, lifelong medications, this could be a potential problem. A sudden or serious abrupt halt of, you know, these drugs can put you in a really pickle. It could really put you in a pickle because when you're on a medication 6 months or longer, the body chemically gets dependent on that, and it's like a crutch. So people have real problems with shortages or even rationing. It's like you're held hostage to your medication, Pastor Butch. And
yes,
metabolically, people are – I personally, if I was taking, let's say, a metabolic medication like for coronary or, you know, blood sugar systems, I would definitely look for a backup that I could take in a skinny minute if I needed to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A step further, if you take it a step further, I would look at a way of getting at the cause of my problem and using nutritional elements, even if it's medicinal, herbal medicines, to bridge the gap while I transition into a different lifestyle so that I don't really need to be dependent on that. So before all that happens, though, you know, you want to be wise and research your options now. It's sort of like that old saying, you don't learn to shoot the gun in the middle of the war, right?
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So the average prescription medication, get this, Pastor Butch, has a shelf life of 2 years. Did you know that? So, you know,
diabetic meds. I thought it lasted longer than that. Okay, I didn't know that.
No. Yeah, so usually your prescription drugs have a shelf life of around 2 years because, you know, the drugs may sit on the shelf at the pharmacy for a little bit before they get to that bottle.
That's true.
And so here's the thing. After the expiration date, the ingredients in a prescription drug begin to break down, and science will admit they become more toxic at that point. They're more toxic after expiration than before expiration. But here's the problem. During drug shortages, the FDA allows drug companies to sell expired medicine at least 3 months past their expiration date.
Okay.
So when you know, if you're getting something filled at the drugstore, ask the pharmacist to confirm the expiration date on the stuff. I doubt hospitals and pharmacists really inform patients, hey, by the way, we're giving you expired drug.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So that's an exceptional rule the FDA has in shortages or, you know, rationing situations. You can use expired stuff. And can you imagine the supplement industry doing that?
No, I can't. No, I cannot. And I can get by with it anyway. No.
They're very strict about those expiration dates. So usually products will have the standard information that's required, especially on your supplements, which the supplement area does really well in going by the FDA good manufacturing guidelines. And so on your labels, you'll have your, you know, nutritional facts and your ingredient list, maybe some allergy alerts, if there's any. But you'll also have the information of at least the distributor, if not the manufacturer of the product, contact information for them, and also your lot number and expiration dates. So you always want to check for those whenever you're buying supplements as well. So certain supplements, you know, will have longer expiration dates than others, as it just depends on how they're made. Now, your extracts and tinctures, if you're using those, they're usually aged and made with a catalyst of alcohol. And alcohol preserves the length or the shelf life of the medicinal profiles of the plant. So your shelf life, if you're properly storing your product in environmentally controlled areas, Your product could have a shelf life 5-10 years, depending on how it was originally made. Herbal teas and powders, about 5 years or 3 years, depending. You just don't want them to get exposed to moisture and mildew. So it just depends on how you're storing your supplements to how long they'll last you. I get that question a lot. You don't want to put the stuff in the attic. You don't want to put the stuff in the basement. You don't want to hide it and store it in the trunk of your car. That's not environmentally controlled. You need it in your house. If you got, you know, a heat pump or an air conditioner, that's what we're talking about. And you can just store them in a cabinet if you got an environmentally controlled area. So just keep, you know, keep that in mind. If you're stocking up on stuff, you want to have it in an environmentally controlled area or whatever is recommended on the product label. So I'm sure you've been stocking some stuff, Pastor Butch. And
yes,
so
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people ask me, can I put my herbs in a root cellar? Well, if the moisture level is not too bad, you could. Some people now, they'll live in hot climates like Florida, and they don't have air conditioning. God help them, you know, in Florida. I've been in Florida in the summertime. It's not my thing. And when it rains, it's like a big sauna off the street. But,
yes. But
you know, if you're in a situation like that, then I would say, yeah, you'd have to put your herbal liquids in their fridge. I tell them, put them in a Ziploc bag before you put them in the fridge, because you don't want the fridge air circulates in the fridge all the time. And your seals on your bottles won't be airtight, so it'll evaporate your liquid if you don't put them in a Ziploc. So,
okay,
FYI on that. Mm-hmm. So this is the time I start saying, you know, be prepared for the worst, I guess, what could happen if you don't have, you know, your medications. You're going to want a backup, or at least transition to the backup before all this happens. I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll help you out. They have a free catalog they can send you. And you'll be surprised how powerful you can be with God's natural medicines. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And I just want to mention, we did have a very successful holiday sale, and we're sending out orders in the order in which we got them. So if you haven't gotten yours in the usual 1 to 2 days, just be patient.
Okay. All right. And give them the number one more time.
866-229-3663. And oh, you'll want to ask about how you properly wean off meds you've been on longer than 6 months.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. That's an important point.
That is important.
All right, Miss Wendy, I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much, Pastor Butt. Appreciate you, and I hope you have an excellent evening.
I plan to do that, and thanks for being with us, Wendy. I know this is something you have an appointment to do every week, and you're always there, and you're always such, so upbeat and full of information. I appreciate that so much. Thanks for joining us, and I guess I'll see you next week.
Okay, take care now.
Okay, bye-bye. Folks, back to break. Don't go away.
Like a jerk, $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living, working for a living, working for a living, living and working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we are joined now by the boss lady of this program. We're going to talk to Melody.
Highly unlikely.
Well, I thought it was just the way. That's the way it is. I mean, anytime you work with a woman, you know who the boss is. But anyway, it's good to have you. It really, truly is. I mean, this is the first time in Wednesday. You've joined me in a long time, and it's a pleasure, Melody, to do a program with you. I always enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, it is fun. You know, we bring a lot of great information, and, you know, it makes doing the programs a whole lot easier because they're difficult. They truly are. I don't think people realize the amount of time and everything that it takes to do a program. And that's why I have help, because I couldn't do what I do at Discount Gold and Silver and do the programs justice. So I appreciate everyone that I have helping me to do these programs, because y'all do a great job. So,
well, thank you. Thank you.
Except, no, Butch, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, just for that, I'm going to go fishing. See you later.
Well, I know. Well, you didn't even do the market report today. So what can I say?
I didn't know you weren't going to join me to the second part, but you go right ahead and do them.
Yeah, I know you got them. I do. You know, my computer's making some strange noises, but let's go ahead and see if we can't do it. We got New York spot price after market. You have gold up $16.10 today, $1,856. Silver, it was down 20 cents, no biggie, 23.86. Platinum was down 3 at 1,087. Palladium was up $86, pretty much what it lost yesterday at $1,866. The USDX today was down 0.40 at 104.27. That's still holding. Crude oil took another tank, 3.77 at 73.16. Paper markets today, they were up, they went down, they came back, of course. Yeah, the Dow Jones up 133 points, 33,269. S&P up 28 at 3,852. NASDAQ up 71, 10,458. Europe was all positive. In the green, a mixed bag over there in Asia. Nikkei was lower by about 1.5%. The Hang Seng was up 3.25%. And even the Shanghai was up 7 points. So 10-year yield, 3.68. That's a little bit less today. I'm interested to see what natural gas is doing, 4.159. 4.159, that was up about 4.25%. So there you have the market report. All eyes was on the Fed official, Mr. Jerome Powell, as he, and it always cracks me up, they come out with last month's meeting notes, and it's like, well, we're a whole month and, like, you know, it's like, well, they're really important. I want to know what he said a month ago. So it's just, yeah, you know, it's just a sign of the times. It's like, come on. But anyway, this is what we have. This is what we have to report on. And this is what we do. And I don't know what you wanted to talk about, but this has really got my goat. I mean, are you kidding with what's going on in D.C.? Did you have something about that today?
Well, depending on what you're talking about. I'm talking about the house problem again, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? 6 votes in 2 days. McCarthy can't get it. Still failing. And, I mean, it's just like, are you kidding me? What's going on? I mean, I'm not a fan of McCarthy, but I'm not a fan of any of them in there. And then what they're doing is ridiculous. What's it going to solve? And the worst part is you got the Democrats smelling like roses over yeah. this.
Well, the other thing about both sides get to choose the speaker. They're even discussing that. You know, so between Democrats, Republicans, they would choose their own, they would choose a mutual speaker, I guess you could say. I mean, this is ridiculous. It really is. And Trump come out, you know, in favor of McCarthy. Well, and I don't anymore. That's not a good stamp.
Good thing.
Yeah, that's not good.
So no, because this is with politicians, not with the general populace. Big difference.
Oh yes. So the U.S. House of Representatives for the fourth time rejected Republican Kevin McCarthy's bid to lead the chamber on Wednesday as a small group of holdouts in the party defied former President Donald Trump's call for unity. Despite Trump's appeal, 20 Republicans on the party's right flank voted for an alternative candidate and one voted present, again leaving McCarthy short of the majority needed to become House Speaker, a powerful post that is second in line cessation to the presidency. You know, it's just... I don't know, Melody. Everything's in such disarray. Everything is confused, and people are confused, and they're frustrated. But our so-called leaders, I mean, just look at what's happening. What's that young fellow's name that I guess is the first to open the homosexual Republican? I get one of them voted into the house, and he found out he lied by his credentials and all these things, and
Santas.
Yeah, exactly. On and on it goes. I mean, come on, can we find anyone that's truly qualified with the right mindset and a conscience that's halfway clear anyway that can hold office and do the job? Are we so desperate, Melody, we can't even find a decent candidate to run for office?
Well, you know what? It's all about money, money, money. You know, they were talking about McCarthy's accomplishments, about how much money he was able to, you know, gather for the Republican Party and how he was able to dish it out and so forth. And it's like, yeah, but he can't get rid of those 87,000, you know, tax agents, new IRS agents. It can't do anything for the people. The only thing he's done very well is everything he's done well is for the politicians.
Well, he says he's earned it. He says he's earned the post. He's earned it, he said.
The way you make those positions, it isn't by anything, you know, it's really about how much money you can raise. I used to think it was based on some sort of tenure or based on something that you had accomplished. I figured you had to earn those posts. The only thing you have to earn is how much money can you go out and get. That's what gets you those positions. And he's done the best.
Well, so, obviously, as you said, the Republicans look like a bunch of baboons.
Idiots. Yeah.
Yeah, really. And that's, I don't know what that wasn't planned, but this has been brewing ever since, you know, the election. Who would they put in as a speaker? McCarthy wants him, and a lot of people don't want him to be there, obviously. But they can't do anything in the House until they get this done. They're right now, they can't do anything except vote for him over and over again. Nothing else can get done.
But you know what? His arrogance, I mean, that would turn off anybody. I mean, he's moved into the office even before he was elected. I mean, you know, he's doing all these radio programs and announcements. And hey, if you don't like him to begin with, you're certainly not going to vote for him. They're truly showing their colors.
The Democrats aren't any better, but no, they're not.
They're worse.
Both parties are showing their real concern for the people of this country, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, look what you know, Pelosi just left and gave all the before she left, gave all the House aides there a huge raise, $212,000 a year, you know, yeah. The staff, so to speak. I mean, you know, and I just shared this Monday in New York State. The reps just give themselves they're the highest paid reps in the country now, in the state offices in New York. I mean, they give themselves a 30% pay raise. Most people working out here today trying to make a living on the job get 6% maybe, which doesn't even phase inflation today. And they give themselves a 30% pay raise. They can't live on $150,000 a year. They have to get more. This is America today, Melody. That the so-called servants now are ruling the masters, so to speak. We have no more influence on Senate in the Senate and state in the country today in the House than I don't know than a June bug does in a chicken coop. I mean, then nobody pays attention to them unless you want to eat them. That's all there is to it. There's nothing. We've lost our power as a people. They no longer fear the vote. They don't really care what we think. They're going to take care of themselves first and let the chips fall where they may. This so-called Inflation Reduction Act was proof of that. They didn't care. If they read the bill there, read the law, at least knew what was in there, something in there, they wouldn't have voted for it. But they didn't care. They don't care about the populace. I don't care how much you get up there and say, and that goes for our governor, our Senator Manchin here in West Virginia. I don't care how much he says he cared about the people. They don't care. At least not enough to change things, do they?
No, they don't. Absolutely not. And you're right about that, Bill. I mean, you know, inflation. Are you kidding me? But the people buy it. But I said yesterday on the program, Butch, and I'm people, the general populace out there, they really don't care.
No.
And it's sad because you got the baby boomers out there who have just turned a blind eye. They're too busy living high on the hog and living it up and enjoying they don't care anymore. But and to some degree, it's true. There's nothing they can do to fix anything. They can't change anything.
Well, when you get the vast majority in the country getting some kind of government handout check,
yep.
Now I said the vast majority. Why would they try to change anything? They got it pretty well made.
They got it pretty well made.
So why would they fight what's going on? Because every time they get elected, somebody gets elected, they give them a little more money, and they're happy they'll vote for them. This is America today, Melody. We can get mad if we want to make a difference. We are truly a socialist nation.
Oh, sure.
We're totally
are.
Socialist nation. I mean, that's no way around it. We can say what we want to say. We have socialized medicine, have a socialized financial system, and a fiat currency. How much more socialistic can you get?
And what's sad is people like it.
Oh, I know. That's what they do.
Yep.
People as a whole do not truly want freedom. I don't care what they say they want. They don't want freedom. Freedom, to be free, you have to be responsible for yourself. You have to make sure that you have food to eat and a place to sleep. There are no safety nets in a true free society. Only your neighbors and friends, perhaps, maybe. But as far as government helping you, no, that's not that. No, government cannot help you and you remain free. If you're a ward of the state, you'll never be free. And let's face it, almost everyone I know personally, are getting some kind of check from the government. So, no, we're not free people. Never going to happen again. Because it's been too far gone, too long gone. We're never going to stop it now because the people are in up to their eyeballs in the public trough. They don't want to get out of it.
And you know what? It's amazing. You have these Democrats and liberals who fight for a woman's, you know, right to choose and so forth, their freedom, but yet they see all the other freedoms just, you know, being pushed right out the door.
It's all part of the plan.
Yeah, it's all part of the plan. It's all by design.
So we've been suckered in a little bit at the time. You bait in you tame an animal by giving a little bit of free food and a little more the next day, and you get closer to it. And finally, it trusts you and it's eating out of your hand, and it relies on you to feed it. So you can do what you want to with it. You can slaughter it when it's time to kill it, because you've been feeding it and taking care of it. That's the same way with people. You feed them a little bit here, a little bit there. They accept it. Next thing you know, they're hooked on it. They can't do without it. So you're owned. You cannot be a ward of the state and be a free people. Forget it.
you know, for years and years. You know, I can remember being, you know, a teenager and in my younger years and so forth, which was just a couple of years, you know, 20 years ago. But, you know, it was, you know, it was always OPM, use other people's money.
Sure.
And that's debt. So we've been, you know, we don't do anything for ourselves. We were, you know, we shouldn't be preaching and so forth. We should be talking about the news. But I mean, this all goes hand in hand.
It does.
And this is where we are today. This is why we're here today. You know, so many things I can remember as a little girl, you know, don't talk politics and religion. No, that's what we should be talking about.
Absolutely. And solid Christians should be involved in politics, because that's if the moral people are not in charge, and the immoral people are, what kind of laws are you going to get?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, duh. Even I can figure that one out.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's the same thing with you know going into business. You want to use other people's money? No, you don't. They've created all these. And look at these farmers anymore. Farmers are so far in debt.
Yes.
You know, they have to hedge their crops. It used to be you went out, you did what you had to do, and maybe you had insurance on your crops in case, you know, we had a frost. You didn't hedge your bets.
That's true.
It's just, but and you know, that was before, you know, of course they didn't hedge their bets before they did trade commodities on the exchanges. Our food shouldn't be a commodity that gets traded on the exchange. Well, like so many other things are essentials.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway.
Well, whenever you start putting food on the market in that way, you've taken the idea of what food's all about in the first place. So mm-hmm. it's really...
Well, we began importing more than exporting.
That's right. That's exactly right. And here we sit today in a country that can't even feed itself.
Can't feed itself, can't provide baby formula, can't provide antibiotics, can't provide children's Tylenol. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on, and yet we sit back and half the people in this country don't even know those things.
Nope,
until they need it.
They don't know it. And it's like everything else, unless my ox is being gored, I'm not worried about it. If that's your ox being gored, or you're in the one in a tight spot, that's your tough luck. It's only my problem when it affects me.
Right.
That's the idea of people today. It's called selfishness, and that's where we are.
Yeah.
That's one of the evolution of the bird's eye view of nations. Selfishness is a result of prosperity. Greed, in other words. It's all about me. Forget the neighbors. And that's why America's in this mess. As long as I get mine... You know, you're on your own.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
Anyway, now, folks, we've unloaded all our belly aches for a little bit. Come back at the break, maybe we'll do some news. What do you think, Melody?
All right. Well, you know, and I just saw this headline here. Procrastinators are more likely to be depressed, unhealthy, and broke.
Well, no doubt.
We'll be right back, unless we're going to procrastinate.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 877-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Are you bringing us back? And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And premiums are dropping. Heck, overnight I saw Silver Eagle premiums drop a whole buck. These are wholesale premiums. So that tells me things are light. But, you know, it's amazing. If silver went from the price today down to 19, you'd probably see those premiums rise again. That's what these wholesalers are doing to offset their inventory that they have. And that's what it's all about. But it shouldn't discourage you from buying. That's the whole point. You can't focus so much on those premiums. There's always something else that you can purchase to where you can get more gold and silver for your hard-earned dollars. You know, protect your purchasing power. And we're going to be talking about that going into, you know, this year. I get questions about, gee, Melody, how am I going to use my gold and silver? There's so much misinformation, disinformation, different opinions out there on why you buy gold and silver, how it's going to perform, how it's going to protect you. And there's people get confused so that you don't do anything. And it's really, I stick to the basics, and I think that's what everybody should do. Stick to the basics. Don't allow sensationalism skew your purchases, you know, in one way or another. And there's a lot of TV advertisements going on out there, and those are the worst. Well, I got to be careful. Those aren't the best places to do business with. You'll get your product and everything. There's nothing wrong with that. Product is usually good and so forth. But you'll get half the product that you could purchase. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Butch?
Yeah, I want to ask a very quick question, get the news then. What if someone's calling out that it was just a few $100 or a couple $1,000 or whatever to buy, what would you recommend?
Well, people have all kinds of reasons why they're buying gold and silver. So I always focus on that. What's your objective? What are you trying to do? What did you hear? You know, what made you, you know, call and so forth. But I mean, you can always do silver. I mean, I would probably head towards silver based on the premiums on which is the best silver. 90% is always the premium on that has dropped like a rock. 90% silver is really at a good price right now. It's almost being priced at the same as the silver round. So I would probably go with the 90% silver right now. And, you know, the thing of it is I'm always, you know, I can't give financial advice. We're not advisors. I'm not a financial planner. But there are rule of thumbs out there that you can follow and kind of gauge yourself when you're looking to buy gold and silver. But I'm an 80% gold and 20% silver. I have customers that are 100% gold. I have customers that are 100% silver. You know, it all comes back to your objective, what you believe. I can only tell you from my experience what really works. that I've seen in 28 years. And, you know, if you want to go 50-50, I'm even okay with that. But again, it's, you know, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm only here to give you information so that you can make the informed decision on what you want to purchase. But I will tell you the differences between the two. And there's a lot of dealers out there who just want you to buy silver, so they'll make that silver story the best thing since popcorn. Yeah, it's just like the $20 gold pieces that we're also going to have a lesson in during this month. $20 gold pieces are great to own, but you've got dealers out there who want to sell paper investments, who want to sell just bullion. They don't want to explain to you why you want to have $20 gold pieces. So they just tell you, don't buy them because you don't know anything about them. That's what they tell you. But I'll tell you what, how much do you know about their stocks that they sell you?
That's true.
They're wrong. They have a right to their opinion, and they're trying to get your business. So they are true salesmen, and they know how to pitch you. I'm not a salesman. The only thing I can do is explain the differences and help you make informed decisions. So what were you going to ask me, Butch?
I guess the worst decision, I just make his comment, the worst decision is that you don't buy anything. Buy something.
That's correct.
Buy something. It's still precious metals, folks. It'll be there. It won't go anywhere. Have it in your possession.
It won't go anywhere.
It'll be worth something. So that's just my position. I, if you don't agree with Melody, and I think if you're wise, you would, but if you don't, don't make a mistake not buying. Buy. Protect yourself as best you can. Now we'll get on some news, because I did want to ask that question. People ask that question also, and I always go to Melody because she's an expert. I don't know. I'm not a gold and silver dealer. But anyway, hey, guess what, Melody? GM reclaims U.S. auto sales top spot from Toyota. Did you know that?
Wow.
That's good news.
Why?
Well, General Motors Company on Wednesday posted a 2.5% rise in U.S. new vehicle sales in 2022, outselling Toyota Motor Company, helped by an easing of inventory shortages and strong demand for its cars and trucks. GM, which lost a spot as the top U.S. automaker at the end of 2021 for the first time since 1931, wow, said its annual sales rose 2,274,088 vehicles last year, beating Toyota's annual sales of 2,108,458 units in the closely watched race. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just, I'm American and GM, yay GM. Maybe I'm just glad to see that GM took it back again.
Well, I would have to say that perhaps maybe Toyota couldn't get the vehicles into this country.
Well, that's a possibility.
I know they make a lot of those vehicles here in the States too. Although I would also like to know GM and their electric vehicles. Do putting your name on a list to have one when it becomes available in 3 years or 2 years, does that count as this year's sales? There's got to be reasons behind it other than people just decided to start buying GM vehicles over Toyotas.
Well, you know, a couple hours west of me and down there in Huntington, West Virginia, there's a big Toyota plant that manufactures the engines and transmissions thing there. So it's made in USA, basically, in this one plant. But, you know, I grew up in times when there were very few foreign cars on the road. It's GM, Ford, and Chrysler. That's what you saw.
Mm-hmm.
And then back in the mid-70s, it started switching fast. For a long time, if you saw a foreign car, a Toyota or any other brand make, it just wasn't a car that the U.S. cars were. I mean, we had the auto industry pretty much sold up in this country. But we blew it, and we're still not doing the best, to tell you the truth. When you have foreign manufacturers can give you a 100,000-mile warranty on a car, you can't get anything more than 50,000 or less out of a U.S.-made car. Something wrong with that picture. So there you go. But anyway, different topic. Now, Colorado is a very liberal state, and they have a really weird governor, put it that way. Colorado is sending more migrants to major U.S. cities. Now, this is the state that's a sanctuary state, so to speak. But they're going to send them out there now. Adams said that he was notified Monday that Colorado was sending more migrants to U.S. cities such as New York and Chicago. This is just unfair for local governments to have to take on a national obligation, Adams said during an interview with radio station WABC. We've done our job. There's no more room at the inn. A spokesperson for Polis, the governor, told The Hill that the city of Denver has been purchasing bus tickets for migrants, most of whom have expressed an interest in going to New York City, Chicago, Atlanta, or Miami for weeks. So we now have liberal, really liberal, it's like Colorado, the whole state, but cities who were sanctuary cities now shipping to other sanctuary cities. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? Maybe they're trying to learn a lesson. It is ridiculous. If you want to hear ridiculous, school bathroom policy based on biology upheld. Now, Melody, have you ever heard anything so absurd that you'd base something on biology? I mean, how dare you judge whether I'm a male or female? I mean, this is unbelievable. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 7-4 that a Florida public school district's bathroom policy based on biological sex does not violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. Now I've got to say it again. They had to take a vote to make sure that they didn't violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment by allowing girls in boys' bathrooms and vice versa. Now, that was really a tough decision to make, I'm sure. In Adams versus School Board of St. Johns County, the 11th Circuit reversed and remanded the district court's previous order regarding a student's statutory and constitutional challenge to a school district policy barring students from using bathrooms that do not correspond with their biological sex. Drew Adams, a biological girl in Florida, wanted to use the boys' restrooms instead of either the girls' restrooms or the single-stall restrooms that the school made available for students. So this girl actually wanted to go into the boys' bathrooms, and they had to take it to the 11th Circuit Court. They had to take it to the 11th Circuit Court to make a ruling that girls should use girls' bathrooms and boys' bathrooms. I mean, I am so proud that court figured that out finally. I really am. It's unbelievable. I'm just so thrilled to hear that. Any comments on that?
Such a waste of time.
It is a waste of time. That's the insanity of a country. So, Deuteronomy 20:20 said, I'll smite you with madness. Deuteronomy 20:20 said, Lord, if you forget my laws, I'll smite you with insanity, madness. That's insanity, Melody. That's insanity.
It really is.
And here's one more. Now, this is not financial. Obviously, I got more to talk about financial, but we don't have time today. We'll get it Friday, maybe. Well, judge rules church meeting near abortion business caused psychiatric symptoms. Now, they were having church in Spokane, Washington. The Church of Planned Parenthood, is the name of the church, has been ordered to pay $110,000 to Planned Parenthood of Greater Washington and North Idaho. The reason being, they were singing, in church, they were singing songs and having church service and preaching. And the judge ruled that their actions created an increased risk of hypertension, increased pain, and a variety of psychiatric symptoms. So,
well, somebody had to put the lawsuit through.
Well, they did, yeah. The Planned Parenthood sued them.
It was Planned Parenthood?
Yeah. Okay. That's what they had to pay it to. But they said that the judge ruled because they're causing hypertension, it's causing increased pain and variety of psychiatric symptoms because they were singing in church. How dare they sing in church? And so,
Planned Parenthood going to church anyway?
Well, they're not. This church is beside Planned Parenthood.
Oh, it's beside them.
Yeah, it's across the street from it. Yeah.
I'm really listening to you.
I hear y'all. I can tell just like my wife does, Marcia does. Yeah, really. But they had a church right across the street, and they were singing and having church services. And of course, I'm sure they were probably from time to time witnessing the girls going to have to kill the babies. But they said that because the church is it's a nuisance across the street from this Planned Parenthood facility because it's caused the patients to have hypertension and other increased pain and psychiatric problems. So they're going to make them pay $110,000 to Planned Parenthood.
Unbelievable.
This is America 70. Today.
Insane.
It is America today. It is truly insane. And I want to try to get one more story in front of time here and get the paperwork here. If the pages turn.
I see Biden's going to visit the border.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'll do just as much as his vice president did, too. Here's something that I'm concerned about, especially all of us, but especially in France. Major French food company shuts down 80% of production as soaring energy costs make factories uneconomical. Melody, they're shutting down 80% of French's, a major French food company is shutting 80% of its production because they can't afford to make food anymore. Now, what could that do, hurt anybody? I mean, how could that hurt anybody? They're laying off 800 of 1,200 workers. So this
what
company,
do they make? What company
they,
is
they
it?
Make food. They make food. Major French food company shuts down 80% of production as soaring energy costs make factories uneconomical. So they're shutting down half of their factories, laying off 800 out of 1,200 workers. And they're going to quit processing food there because they can't afford it. Now, what could that hurt in the way of food products in France?
And the price.
That's exactly right. Said that the energy costs went from overnight from 4 million to 40 million euros a year. So a major food French food company is shutting down because they can't afford to pay the power bill.
Wow.
That could come home the roost here one day, Melody.
Possibly.
It surely could. It surely could. And I know we're about out of time already.
Oh, we just have our government shut down stuff. They don't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They can
exactly.
pay the power bills. It's the government that can't pay.
I mean, this is really, folks, this insanity is not just in America. This is worldwide. It's a shame. We're watching the world unravel, falling right into the hands of Klaus Schwab and all the ones that want to bring in the Great Reset. It's happening. Klaus Schwab has no authority. His WEF has no authority, but they influence most world leaders. That's what we're facing in 2023. I advise you get prepared. I highly advise you get prepared. And don't wait. Go ahead, Melody.
And I hear the music, so that means we are out of time. And we will be returning tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
I work all Thank night, you, Butch. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.